January 7. Christ inspires souls with confidence in God. Whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. 1 John 5:4. What kind of faith is it that overcomes the world? It is that faith which makes Christ your own personal Savior, that faith which, recognizing your helplessness, your utter inability to save yourself, takes hold of the Helper who is mighty to save as your only hope. It is faith that will not be discouraged, that hears the voice of Christ saying, "Be of good cheer, I have overcome the world, and my divine strength is yours." It is the faith that hears Him say, "Lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world." The reason why the churches are weak and sickly and ready to die is that the enemy has brought influences of a discouraging nature to bear upon trembling souls. He has sought to shut Jesus from their view as the Comforter, as the one who reproves, who warns, who admonishes them, saying, "This is the way, walk ye in it." Christ has all power in heaven and in earth, and He can strengthen the wavering and set right the erring. He can inspire with confidence, with hope in God, and confidence in God always results in creating confidence in one another. Every soul must have a realization that Christ is his personal Savior. Then love and zeal and steadfastness will be manifest in the Christian life. However clear and convincing the truth is, it will fail to sanctify the soul, fail to strengthen and fortify it in its conflicts, unless it is brought in constant contact with life. Satan has achieved his greatest success through interposing himself between the soul and the Savior. Christ should never be out of the mind. The angel said concerning him, "Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." Jesus, precious Savior, assurance, helpfulness, security, and peace are all in him. He is the dispeller of all our doubts, the earnest of all our hopes. How precious is the thought that we may indeed become partakers of the divine nature, whereby we may overcome as Christ overcame. Jesus is the fullness of our expectation. He is the melody of our songs, the shadow of a great rock in a weary land. He is living water to the thirsty soul. He is our refuge in the storm. He is our righteousness, our sanctification, our redemption. When Christ is our personal Savior, we will show forth the praises of Him who hath called us out of darkness into His marvelous light. Christ died because the law was transgressed, that guilty man might be saved from the penalty of his enormous guilt. But history has proved that it is easier to destroy the world than to reform it, for men crucified the Lord of glory, who came to unite earth with heaven and man with God. Review and Herald, August 26, 1890.